know exactly where that field is. And I've certainly had the privilege and the blessing of being able to stay there for a while. Amen. Thank God. Take your Bible tonight and turn to Psalms chapter number 37. Psalms chapter number 37. Somebody said, you know the honeymoon's over when the comedians start taking shots at you. I'll read you some quotes tonight. Somebody said, the liberals are asking us to give Obama time. We agree and think 25 to life would be appropriate. Jay Leno. America needs Obamacare like Nancy Pelosi needs a Halloween mask. I like it. I wanted to do it this morning so bad, but I knew it was on the radio. Have you heard about the McDonald's new Obama value meal? Order anything you want and the guy behind you has to pay for it. What's the difference between Obama's cabinet and a penitentiary? One is filled with tax evaders, blackmailers, and threats to society. The other is for housing prisoners. If Nancy Pelosi and Obama were in a boat in the middle of the ocean and it began to sink, who would be saved? America. This is one of my personal favorites right here. What's the difference between Obama and his dog, Bo? Bo has papers. What is the most positive result for the Cash for Clunkers program? It took 95% of the Obama bumper stickers off the road. They said they had a solution for the problem in Libya. Libya wants a new Muslim leader. Let's give them ours. Amen, amen. Mary Hart took good like a medicine, amen. You can't make fun of the president, who can you make fun of? And listen, I think the one we have is, he's begging for it, amen. Amen. Those things, I told Brother Smokey, he gave that to me up there in Maryland, and I told him, I said, you know, those are funny, but at the same time, it's pretty sad. Because they're true, every single one of them, including how ugly Nancy Pelosi is, amen. Amen. Psalms chapter number 37 tonight. I want to read a familiar verse of Scripture and just give you what the Lord laid on my heart. And there's a part of this message, and I'll get to it in a minute, but I don't know why. I'm not sure, but it keeps coming up. Over the last few weeks, it keeps coming up. Nobody said anything, but it keeps coming up, and it just won't go away. And I'm praying when I preach that you're getting something. Do you guys that preach, you ever worry about that, Brother Charles, Brother Freddie? You wonder, you know, you give it all you got, but you don't know if they're really receiving it. If you're not careful, and I'll preach just in a second, if you don't come to church prepared, you're not going to get anything. Half the time when people say the preacher's not feeding me, it ain't the preacher's fault. Amen, it's an appetite problem. If you're not spiritually ready when you come to church, while you're sitting in the pew, while I'm preaching, the devil will put 1,000 different thoughts in your mind. Amen. He'll get you so distracted by the time the service is over, you don't know what I've said. Amen. My desire is not to entertain you for 30 minutes. My desire is that you get some help. And I'll tell you what area that I think the Lord's trying to do something in somebody's life. And I don't know who. I'm not pointing anybody out. But I'm just saying, Lord, you're just asking the Lord, Lord, help me to get whatever it is you're trying to tell me. You ever heard the same thought or the same thing in a sermon over and over and over, and all of a sudden, oh, he's talking to me. Yeah. Amen. I guarantee you every sermon that's preached behind this pulpit is for somebody. Yeah. Amen. Psalms chapter number 37. And I want you to look with me at verse number 23, and we'll also read verse number 24. The Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Look at verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Somebody say amen right there. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now listen, tonight, just for a few minutes, I've often heard this statement that the Christian life is a journey. Amen. They used to sing that song, I Wouldn't Take Nothing From a Journey Now. And we used to make fun of it and say, I wouldn't take nothing from a Jersey cow. Anyway, but anyhow, I don't think the Christian life is really a journey. I think it's more of a conquest. A journey would be driving from here to Birmingham. That'd be a little journey, wouldn't it? But a conquest has difficulties. A conquest would be like climbing Mount Everest. Few people have ever done it. That's a conquest. A conquest is something to be conquered. And the Bible said we are more than conquerors through Him. I don't know about you, but I know I'm on the winning side. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. That'll be the ultimate victory. But I'd like to know some here. And I think it's 15 and the last verse. I believe it's verse number 58. But thanks be unto God which giveth us the what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is victory to be had here in this life. But it is a conquest. In other words, a conquest isn't a stroll in the park. A conquest is more like a marathon. Would you agree? It's something you got to be fit for. It's something you got to be prepared for. Just any old Joe Blow down the street ain't going to come and just run this race successfully. Amen. That's why the Christian life, the growth is a process. And we're supposed to become stronger and stronger and stronger and more fit for the race instead of becoming weaker and weaker. Got in the car with a preacher this week and we were going to eat lunch and he said, I don't know if you know about Brother So-and-so. And I hate hearing that statement because I'm hearing it, Brother, everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I've got to hear about another Christian or another pastor who has quit. I don't mean Brother Atkins resigned their church and went somewhere else. I mean quit. Out of the ministry. Like the song Levi sang just a while ago, I told the Lord I was through. You ever done that? You ever done that? And the Lord just intervened right there and help you out. But buddy, if you don't accept that intervention, if you don't accept the Lord trying to help you and put you in a field of grace so you can regroup and get your heart right and your head right, amen, you can go against the Lord and He'll let you walk. Amen. God ain't never going to make anybody serve Him. But if you're saved by God and if you're called of God, you're not going to be happy nowhere else but in His service. Amen. The most miserable people I know are not lost people. The most miserable people I know are backslidden Christians. I've been there. I'm not knocking them. I want to help them. It's my desire that somebody receive something here tonight. Not just be hearers only, but doers. I'd like for somebody to get some help and say, preacher, that was just what I needed. Do you know this Christian life is a fight? We've let the media and we've let the electronic church, y'all know what the electronic church is, right? The television, the internet, all this junk. Hey, listen, man, you don't need an internet church. You know what? Here at the mall, Brother Charles, at the mall, what's the name, Arbor Place in Douglasville, at the mall, in the theater, they've rented out the theater, they've started a new church in the mall. You know what they do? Via the internet, they watch another preacher on the screen. Well, got quiet. What's wrong with that? Something bad wrong with that. Amen. There's no personal contact there. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, this electronic junk is about to kill and destroy our churches. We've got this crowd preaching that you'll do your part. And that part on their end, what they're trying to say, if you'll give. If you'll give, if you'll slide your debit card in that little machine in the lobby, you ain't going to have no trouble. Listen, man, that is not the Christian life. I don't care if you tithe $1,000, $1,500, you still subject to a fight, amen? Ain't none of us void of that. Matter of fact, we were promised that it would be difficult. Somebody said in a meeting where I was preaching, a preacher preached before me, and bless his heart, I didn't get mad at him, I just disagreed with him. He said, living for God's the easiest thing you'll ever do. I thought, man, you don't live where I do. Yeah. Amen. Do you know what? That hurt. That kind of preaching hurts more people. Because it puts them in this position where they think, if I don't live just like him and walk just like him, and dress just like him, well, there's no way. And they start looking at somebody who is way down the road in the Christian life, right? Been saved 175 years, and they think, I'll never be able to do that. Amen. Are y'all okay? Yeah. It is not easy. Right. If it was easy, this people would be hanging out of the balcony and swinging from the chandelier. They'd be watching on closed circuit in the Sunday school room if it was easy. But it is not easy. Amen. There's good days and bad days. Amen. Brother Charles, there's days that this thing ain't nothing but a fight and a handful of hell everywhere you turn. Yeah. Man, there are days, and it never is just one thing here and there. Amen. Never, Brother Robbie. Yeah. Never one thing here and there. If my phone rings once and it's bad, I can count on it ringing all stinking day and nothing good. Yep. Yes, can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's like when it rains, it pours. Yes, and it's a fight. And it's a fight. And I don't just have to deal with my problem. It's everybody's. And sometimes it gets overwhelming. And sometimes the flesh wants to say, the heck with y'all. I got my own stuff. Well, that's when you got to roll up your sleeve. You better have some grit in your crawl. You better have some backbone. You better have some fire burning down in your belly. Or you're going to bail out and you're going to run. Amen. There have been days I want to run from the fight because the fight's bigger than me. I seem to forget that the fight is not bigger than the one I'm fighting with. The fight is not big. The one I'm fighting is not bigger than the one who's fighting in my corner and on my side. It's not just a journey. If it's a journey, we'd all be doing well. Amen. In a perfect society, boy, we'd have it made, wouldn't we? But we don't live in a perfect society. It's getting worse day by day by day. Old Peg McCamey wrote that song a while back. I think I mentioned it the other day. Getting used to the dark. I said that's what America's doing. We're getting used to the dark. Amen. We're getting to where the darkness doesn't affect us anymore. Amen. And it's not getting better. I heard one of them on the radio the other day. Said things were looking up. Where? Where? I ain't noticed. Offering sure ain't reflected. Y'all all right? Y'all have. Here's the truth. So Jesus comes, this old world's going to get progressively worse. And the reason I'm saying that to you tonight is you're going to have to be more serious about who you are and what you are and your life, or you're not going to make it. Your marriages are at stake. Your children are at stake. Your homes are at stake. And bless God, your church is at stake. Amen. We're going to have to get serious about this fight. Amen. I know it's probably wicked, and I shouldn't own up to it from right here, but I like that UFC. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. I'm talking about where they beat each other's brains out. He's interviewing one of those guys the other night, and they asked him, was he prepared for the fight? You know what he said? He said, I've been, they called the other guy's name. He said, I've been watching tapes on this guy for 6 months. You know what he's doing? He's studying his opponent. He was learning what his opponent was going to do before he ever steps in the ring. He knew what to expect when he got. We live so footloose and fancy free, we ain't ready for nothing that's coming our way. Amen. We ought to study our adversary and learn about his tricks and his devices. Amen. The Bible says we ought not to be ignorant of his devices. We ought to understand when this comes our way, that's the devil, that's the devil, that's the devil, that's the devil. And you read this on Facebook, that's the devil. And you hear this gospel, that's the devil. Y'all follow me? When you start having these thoughts in your mind, that's the devil. I know when the devil's putting stuff in my head. How about you? I see him coming a mile away. Our problem is some of us see him coming and go, oh, it's good to see you, old friend. Instead of a fight, it's a stinking reunion. Amen. Don't you notice several things about this Christian life not being a journey? Quit thinking about it. It's tough. I'm just going to lay it out there for you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it tonight. For that new man that's on the inside of you, it's easy for him. But it's not easy for that flesh. My flesh has a very strong will. How about yours? I'll tell you, I'll prove to you your flesh is strong. You can go about 6 hours without eating. And that flesh starts screaming. And you literally think, you'll even make the statement, I'm starving to death. You ain't starving to death. Ain't nobody in here starving to death. Amen. Ain't none of y'all in no danger of starving no time soon. Amen. I say that all the time. I'm starving to death. I ain't starving to death. I'm hungry and my flesh is screaming, feed me, feed me, feed. And you know what? It won't shut up till I do. Amen. I'm telling you, most of us are probably weak in the faith. I wanna do well in the conquest, don't you? If we're climbing Everest, I wanna poke my flag up on the peak. I wanna make it to the top. I don't wanna turn and go back to the bottom halfway up. I wanna make it all the way. Amen. I want to show you several things, and we'll just look at this scripture right here tonight. I want you to notice the directing in the conquest. The directing in the conquest. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Wow. Now, if we're gonna do well in the conquest, what he's saying is we need some direction in our life. Not too many that are just taking it day by day. Well, we'll just see how. We're not asking God for direction. We're not trusting God for direction. We just go, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I think we'll do this. I'll do that. And we get ourselves further and further and further in the hole. Amen. We take two steps forward and three steps back. How many of you have made a bad decision that set you back spiritually? I have. I've made some pitiful spiritual decisions. I've looked back and said, what were you thinking? And the answer was simple, I wasn't. Amen. Now, we make decisions all day long, every day of our life. Whether or not you want cheese on your Whopper is a decision. But there are some decisions you better seek God on. Amen. You better seek God for the direction. Can't nobody direct your life outside God. You try to drive it by yourself, you're going to run it up a pole. Amen. I know I've wrecked I don't know how many times. Amen. Some of you too. You young people, you better start looking direct. I mean, seriously, boys, y'all better. Michael, you and Dylan, y'all better start praying, asking God for some direction for your life. Because this world will lead you straight to hell in a handbag. I mean, boy, you need God to step in and say, this away, this away, this away. Get away from her. Get away from him. That's not the one. Wait on the Lord. We okay? I'm not picking on these boys. I love them. I want God's best for their lives. I want God's best for these young ladies. But I cannot direct their life. I'm serving one who can. Amen. Amen. Do you know how many people are paying child support tonight? Because they married the wrong person. We always say when we marry a couple what God hath joined together. I wonder how many times that's really true. Just because you repeat some vows don't mean God had something to do with it. I believe sometimes God's stepping back and going, don't put this on me. Amen, amen, amen. In this conquest, we need direction. We parents need direction. I'm telling you, raising a kid in America today has got to be one of the hardest jobs there is. Amen. Guy on TV got that show, Dirtiest Jobs. No, that ain't the dirtiest job, raising a kid. I'm telling you, man, it's tough. I mean, there's days you really don't know what to do. You just really don't. How should I handle this? And how we handle it may determine how our children turn out. Amen. We need direction as moms and dads. We need direction as leaders and workers in God's service. We need God to direct our lives. Amen. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll follow the wrong crowd. And it'll seemingly be that they are leading us in a new direction that's a better direction. Like all these people going toward the contemporary world and the modern straight out of hell phony Bibles. Oh, we're going a new way, and by this we're going to reach more people. No, you might get a bigger crowd, but there's a difference in getting a bigger crowd and reaching souls. Amen. If the old thing works, I want the old thing. Amen. If having a crowd depends on whether or not we got a rock band, we don't have a crowd. Amen. Hey man, this ain't gonna be no punk rock show up in here, Why? God ain't directing in that direction. God will never lead you away from holiness. He'll always lead you to it. Y'all okay? He'll never lead you away from His Word. Let me ask you a question. In these decisions, do you have Scripture for it? I sound like a parrot, I know. I just said this last week or week before that. But this is the part of the sermon tonight where I'm worried that somebody's fixing to make a bad decision in your life. We were in the prayer room tonight. I couldn't believe it. I was going around the room individually asking the men, and I asked one of our men, I won't embarrass him tonight, but he shouldn't be embarrassed, but I said, if you got anything, he said, pray for direction for me and my wife. I thought, wow. We're living in a world where we're having to make major decisions every single day. It can be something as huge as buying a home. It can be something as big as where you ought to be in church. Yeah. Amen. I believe God leads people to where He wants them. Yes, sir. And then as soon as He gets them there, the devil starts trying to lead them out. Yeah. Amen. Or lead them away. Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but I need direction sometimes. Yes, sir. Man, concerning this church, I'm clueless. You say, really? You don't know what you're doing? Nope. This ain't the Sunday morning crowd, and y'all more than I can handle. Just being honest. I need God's help. I need the Lord to direct me. Are y'all right? We need direction, not a committee. Amen. Amen. Fellow was telling me today that in their church you couldn't change a light bulb without you went, and we need some. Without you went to the man who was over the light bulb changing committee. Y'all believe that? It's almost too dumb to be true. It's a light bulb. I ain't got to have direction on changing a light bulb. It's out, change it. Toilet paper rolls empty. Call a committee. We don't need a committee. We need the power of the Holy Spirit of God to lead and to guide and direct our paths. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 3, in all your ways acknowledge Him, in verse number 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. Amen. The Bible said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Preacher, we don't know what to do. Read your book. Read your book. Amen. I remember when the kids were little. I grew up. We didn't get new bicycles every time you turned around. Amen. You know what we did? Bob Jean, me and your daddy probably built more bicycles out of junk than you can shake a stick at. We put them together, man. We cut the forks off an old bicycle and would beat them onto the forks of our bicycle and make a chopper. And then you're riding down the road and your forks fall off and you dig them up and you go over the handlebars. That was a lot of fun, amen? And they lived on a dirt road, amen? But my kids were little and we started coming around Christmas. They got big enough. We was getting them bicycles. And back now you can go to Walmart and get a bicycle and take it home and ride it. Back then it come in a box. With directions wrote in Chinese. Yeah. Amen. And they started putting stuff on bicycles that they didn't have when I was a kid, like them brakes and cables and all that. And I'm like, I don't need them stupid directions. I built 100 bicycles. And right through the middle of that thing, and I got it. It's a mess. And finally, I look around and see if Angie ain't looking. Where's that direction? See if I can find the English section here. Oh, that don't go there. I wonder how much we got going on that don't go there. All because we failed to read the book. This is the book of life. Did you know that? Amen. If I wanna have a book that how to direct my life, how about a book of life? Yes, right. Amen. How about a book that giveth life? Yes. To do well in this conquest, we need direction. We need direction. To receive God's direction, let me just give you some advice right quick. We must pray. We must pray. There's two people you need to consult. I don't mind advising you. I really don't. But most of the time, if you'll do right, you don't need me. You'll do right. You need to consult God. His name's Wonderful Counselor, isn't it? It's actually Wonderful and Counselor, but he's a wonderful counselor. Amen. You need to seek God. Why come in my office and ask me about something when you ain't even prayed about it? So many times people tell me, Brother Eddie, would you pray about this? And I'm thinking, will you? A man called me one day, wanted me to fast for him 3 days. I ain't kidding. I said, you going to? He said, no, I don't think I'm spiritually there. I said, I ain't going to neither. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know. But man, if your problem ain't big enough for you to be willing to sacrifice, don't come up in here asking me to go without sausage and biscuit. Amen. Get counsel from God. Pray up. You'd be surprised what God would show you if you pray about. Any job situation, money situation, relationship situation, all of that. Get spiritual counsel. And get counsel from the Word of God. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 I don't know how many times people have made big decisions in their lives, and I'll ask them and say, "You got did the Lord give you any scripture?" No. You all right? Yep. God will lead you with this book right here. Right. Thy word is a lamp. Amen. You know what that is? That's a light. It's a light. It's a way to see where to get where you're going. Amen. 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 We need direction. He said there is the direction. In this conquest, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now watch this next little statement. And he delighteth in his ways. We notice the direction, we notice the delighting. You get the direction, you're going to find joy. Yeah. Amen. You walk the way God's wanting you to walk, it ain't such a bad fight after all. You know what I found out a lot of times? Now, we fight spiritual warfare, spiritual wickedness in high places. I know that. I know the scripture. But also, I'm afraid if we're not careful, it ain't the devil we're fighting. Sometimes we're fighting God. God's trying to lead us, and we're kicking. Remember when he asked Saul, who was later Paul, he said, Saul, Saul, is it harder for thee to kick against the pricks? In other words, you're going against the grain. Amen. You're not going in the right direction. You're not going with the flow. Y'all okay? Is it hard for you? Sure it is. Standing on the shore after his resurrection, Simon Peter took the crowd and went fishing. They fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus said, hey, have you caught any meat? Have you any meat? No, we fished all night and taken nothing. What Jesus is saying, how's that old way working for you? Yeah. Yeah. How's your own direction? How's that going? How you doing? Come on, amen. How you doing? Since you're trying to do it your way. Are you happy? Is there joy in your life? The Bible said, and he delighteth in his way. I believe that can go two ways, Brother Charles. I believe when we'll get direction from God and follow it, God delights. I believe, parents, aren't you happy when your children obey? Yeah. Amen. You ask your kids to do something one time and they do it, don't you feel pretty good? Come on. You know what it makes you feel like? It makes you feel like you've done a good job in training. Amen. Amen. This is the boy in high school all the time, his mama done everything for him. Everything. He didn't do nothing. Supper was ready. She fixed his plate. Boy, it got quiet in here. Man, you better let that boy do something. He'll grow up one day and can't do nothing. Ain't got sense enough to get out of a shower of rain. Amen. I don't know why I threw that out there, but anyway, when your kid obeys you and they do what you're asked, you're pleased. So I believe when I'm obedient to God, I believe God's happy when I trust in Him for what to preach.
Amen.
Amen. I believe He is. I believe He's pleased when we do what He wants. Because you see, God knows who's going to be here, and I don't. God knows what's going on in your life that you ain't told nobody about, and I don't. So God says, trust me for the direction you ought to go tonight. Amen. We left here this morning. I told my wife, I said, I ain't got a clue what I'm going to do tonight. You know what I was waiting on? Direction.
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody told me one time, said they prepare their sermon 7 months in advance. Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Sometimes I prepare mine when I get here. Not that I didn't come prepared, I did. But God says, we're going another way.
Yeah.
I want to be able to hear that voice of direction.
Amen.
And be able to follow it. And every time we do, He's pleased.
Yes, sir.
But not only that, listen to me carefully. When the Lord was dealing with me about preaching, doing what I'm doing right now, I've told the story 1,000 times, but it fits right here. Brother Charles, I thought that was the worst thing in the world. Prided myself in being a redneck. I'm serious. Four-wheel drive, I mean, you know, the whole nine yards. Rebel flag and all that junk, man.
Yeah.
Big belt buckles or overalls, one of the two cowboy boots. Man, I love that stuff. I did not see myself in a tie. I did not see myself in a suit. And I had my mind made up I wasn't going to preach, and I'd show God that He really didn't want me to. Little did I know that in obeying that call on my life, I would find outside of my marriage and my salvation and my children. You say, yeah, but you said, don't you have to hear everybody's problems? I know. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world.
Amen.
Amen. A guy told me, Tuesday night, it was Wednesday night, a guy came to the revival meeting and heard me preach and was shaking hands. He was from another church, and he shook my hand. He said, boy, I tell you what, I don't know what everybody else thought. He said, but I believe you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
You got that right, friend.
Yeah,
amen,
right.
I'm enjoying myself. This is not tough for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, when I get the direction and I obey it, He delights, but also I find delight.
Yeah.
I remember the first time you preach with Freddie and you get done and something inside you says, I want to do that again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like riding a machine, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to do that again. I want to do that. It was fun. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I don't do it, but it is fun.
Yeah.
I find joy. You know what? I also find healing in it.
Yeah.
I can come to this pulpit feeling like a dog. I mean, just feel bad, achy. You know what I mean? And preach and just feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, there's the direction. Seek God for which way you ought to go, and then you'll find some delight because you'll please God, and it'll please you that you're pleasing God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
So many are so unhappy because they're not following them. Some people know the direction they're supposed to be going and won't do it. Just flat out will not do it. You know what that is? That's open rebellion.
Yeah.
To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's
sin.
Amen. Y'all all right? I ain't got to sit here and scream and yell at these teenagers and tell them premarital sex is a sin.
Amen.
You know what? Every one of them knows it.
Amen.
But knowing it and obeying it is two different things.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? We know the direction, we just don't want to go there.
Amen.
Scared of what we might have to do. You might find real happiness if you'll follow that.
Amen.
Amen. If you'll follow that direction and you'll go the way God says, and I believe with all my heart, if you're sincere about wanting His direction, He's not going to hide it from you.
Yeah,
He might make you dig for it a little bit. He might see how bad you want it, but he ain't going to say, nope, ain't going to tell you.
Amen.
Amen. If your children came to you and said, Daddy or Mama, here's the situation I have at school. What should I do? No good parent that loves their child is going to say, figure it out yourself. We're going to help them, aren't we? And how much more does our Heavenly Father love us when we're really seeking direction? He'll give it. Amen. When we're really, and I'm not talking about looking for the answer you want. Some people come in my office and say, Preacher, we need a direction in this situation, that situation. And I try to give them some scripture and try to give them some help. They've already made up their mind. They didn't want direction. They wanted my approval. Amen. That kind of, listen, if you know you're doing right, you don't need my approval. If you know you're following God's direction, you don't need my agreement. The only reason you want my agreement is to help you feel better about being disobedient. Y'all okay? Well, if the preacher said we should do it, we should probably. Man, you better not follow my advice all the time. I may send you off a cliff. Amen. There is the directing and there is the delighting. In Psalms chapter number 40, I want you to notice what the psalmist said. He said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written in my heart. He said, I delight to do thy will. In other words, it brings me joy to obey you.
Yes,
amen. There is a directing. There is a delight. Now, listen, this is probably not good to hear, but there's also a downfall. There's also a downfall. In verse number 24, he said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Though he fall. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. Amen. Not a one of us that hadn't made mistakes, blunder, failures, falling down. Amen. The Bible said a righteous man falls down seven times, rises up again. Amen. I've fallen. How about you? It's not a shame to fall. It's a shame to stay down there.
Right.
I say it again. It's not a shame to fall. It's a shame to stay down there. You know what? We're not real hard on people when they mess up around here. We used to be. Till we learned that people are people. You know where the Lord started changing my heart about that? Old Peter in the garden. He chopped off old Malachus's ear. Jesus said, and just put it back on. Amen. Listen, we all jump the gun, don't we?
Amen.
We all make mistakes. You know what? The Lord loves us. There's no shame in messing up. The shame is staying messed up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all make mistakes. Now listen, I'm glad that we serve a God who understands that. The Bible said he knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are but dust. Wow. He knows where he knows that we are cursed by sin. He knows that. He knows that he's going to have to deliver us out of this flesh to be like him. Amen. He knows that. He understands. I'm not giving you an excuse to mess up. I'm not giving you an excuse to quit. I'm just saying it happens.
Amen.
Things fall apart, the wheels come off. It happens. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Amen. The prodigal left by his own decision. Nobody encouraged him. The father didn't advise him to take his inheritance and leave and go blow it. But he didn't beat him. He had a choice. He could have stayed out there and ate with the hogs or go home and eat at daddy's table. He went home with the attitude, I'm going to go ask daddy, can I be a slave? I'm going to go ask daddy, can I work in his fields and be a servant? If he maybe would at least do that. And daddy said, servant my foot, you're my son.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you're God's child, you're still a son. You're not, I mean, we're servants as sons, but hey, you're not a slave.
Yeah.
We're servants, amen. We're sons, we're children of God. And though you fall, just like the prodigal son's dead, when God sees you coming down the road to the altar and God sees you coming back to him, it's like kill the fatted calf, get a coat, get a ring, put some shoes on his feet. My son has come home.
Amen.
Amen. All Christians fall into trouble, sorrow, sickness. I mean, you name it. We're prone to all of it, ain't we? Listen, here's what the psalmist said. He said, though we fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. I don't believe there's a saved man in the world, saved woman, saved boy or girl, that have fallen that there's not hope for. Not one. Not one. Amen. Why? Because he's not utterly cast down.
Amen.
What does that mean? Still got his soul. You remember when the competition took place between the devil and God with Job? Everybody thinks that book's about Job. It ain't about Job. It's about God. Amen. The devil said, I've been to and fro. Are you listening? Here's what the devil said. I can't touch him. You got a hedge about him. And God said, I'm going to let down the hedge. But listen, buddy, there's a stipulation. You can't touch his soul.
Amen.
Have at that flesh. Have at them possessions. But you can't touch his soul. He wasn't utterly cast down.
Amen.
There was something inside. Amen. If you're saved, I don't care how far away from God you've got, there's still something on the inside. That's why Job was able to say, the Lord liveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why Job was able to say to his wife, you speak as one of the foolish women, hey, I'm telling you, man, we are not utterly cast down. For the child of God, there is always hope of deliverance.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm talking about this conquest. You're going to fall along the way. But trust God to help you up again. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalms 55 and verse 22, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Amen.
Wow. I believe there is a stipulation there. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord. That's kind of like 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen. The only way he
can help us is if we bring him. Amen. It's conditional upon what we do.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I've done, where I've gone, how far away I've gotten. God's never turned me away.
Amen.
Listen, lastly, and I'm done. We looked at the directing in this conquest of the Christian life, the delighting, the downfall. But thank God the downfall doesn't end. The downfall is not the end. The Bible said, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. There is the deliverance in the conquest. Amen? Some Christians fail to sufficiently trust God for deliverance. They continue to live in depression. They continue to live in these different situations because they won't trust God for deliverance. We think we're beyond God's help. The devil will have you believe that. Here's what the devil will say. You'll never get back where you were. You'll never get back where you were. I've met some preachers that have messed up, made mistakes. But the devil's told me, you can never serve God again. We had a man join our church who had been called to preach. And his wife left him. When he came here, he wanted to talk to me about joining the church. Me and my wife and his wife went out to eat, and here's what he said. It broke my heart. He said, preacher, I know I can't ever do anything again. I said, what? He said, well, I've been divorced. I said, so? What are you saying? He said, well, I just want to be able to be there and serve and be a blessing to you. I know I could never teach Sunday school, and I certainly could never preach again. I said, whoa. Boy, it got quiet right there. Me. Doesn't matter if a man's been a drug addict for 30 years and gets right with God. As long as they ain't been divorced, he can serve God. I told that man, I said, you scared of preaching to kids? He said, nope. I said, be at chapel Friday morning. He's still serving God today. Amen. Y'all all right? The devil will tell you you're done. You're done. Forget it. You'll never, 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 never serve me again. That is a lie, friend. Why? Because there is deliverance. And God doesn't deliver halfway. God delivers all the way. God doesn't bring you this far back. He'll bring you all the way back if you'll just trust Him for deliverance. Hey, did He deliver you from hell? Did He not? Are you saved? Why don't you compare where you are now to where you were then? You may be living just as wicked as you were then, but now look, at least you're not utterly cast down. There's something still inside you. I grew up around the crowd, Brother Charles, that preached, if you're living this way or that way, there's no way you can even be saved. Well, that's a lie. If that's the truth, I don't know many Christians. We okay? Just some Christians in need of deliverance. Amen. Man told me the other day, he said, I'm about to lose my mind. I said, well, let's get God to help you find it. Amen. We get people like Elvis Presley, who was a saved man, so they say. The devil had his life so messed up. Had to have pills to get up, pills to go to bed. Miserable. Miserable. Most Christians that come into church with that big smile plastered across their face, is this phony? This is the diamonds and most of the rings around here. Y'all listening? I wonder how many people are really just unhappy. Your life's just a, feel like you're a hamster on a wheel. You run and run and run, but you ain't going nowhere. Amen. You just maintain it. That ain't God's will for your life. There's a direction for your life. Sure as I stand here tonight, God has a will for you. Yes, sure as I, if you're saved, He has a will for you. He has a will for your life if you're not saved. Yeah, amen. He knew you before He formed you in your mother's womb. There's a direction for your life. Why don't you start searching for it? Amen. And not be afraid of it, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Okay, God, wherever God's leading you is going to be the best. He's, wherever He leads you, it's going to be the best. Those little kids, Brother Freddie, I can't get them out of my mind. Brother Doug Burton from California, his children, some time with them. Do you know what? Those kids, teenagers now, they are excited about moving to New York. They're excited about it. I thought, wow, to find a teenage girl who's excited about moving to a place where there's no electricity and no running water, God must be in it. Those kids have been taught that whatever God's will is for our lives, that's where we'll be happy. Amen. There's the directing. Why don't you look for it tonight? There's the delighting. Listen, if you'll follow the direction, you'll be happy and God will be happy. Amen. Amen. Are you happy? Really? Really, 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 really happy? Amen. I'm telling you, when God is pleased with you, you'll be pleased too. You'll be pleased with what He's doing with you and where He's sending you. Amen. Then there's the downfall. Listen, I don't know when, I don't know where, and I don't know how bad. You're going to fall. You all right? Brother Smokey, I'm almost done. Y'all in a hurry? I'll tell you this story and I'll be done. Brother Smokey, he's older than me. He's 50. He'll be 50 this year. 15 months ago, he called me. Or 15 months ago plus 9, whatever that is. He called me. He said, you ain't going to believe this. I said, what? He said, Sister Peggy's pregnant. In his late 40s, he's going to be a daddy. And buddy, I'm telling you, that little girl has rocked their world. Her name's Victoria Hope. And she's 15 months old. And she will walk you to death. She'll hold on to your little finger. And she'll walk you to death. She can walk as good as I can. But she will not turn loose. She will not turn loose. She's so afraid she's going to fall down. I told her all week long, Victoria, you can walk, baby. You just don't know it. You can do this, you just don't know it.
Amen.
You know, that's what a thrill that's going to be when she figures out she really can run. And she really can go. And finally, on Friday night, Brother Smokey came out of his office. He was standing there, and I had Victoria, and she kind of just took up with me. I told Brother Smokey, I said, squat down right there. And he got over there real close to me, like I am in my cave. I said, no, man, back. He backed up, and I told Victoria, I said, go to Daddy. And I jerked my finger out of hers, and I held her waist. And she stood there, and she looked at me like, you think I can really do this? And I'm thinking, you're so close. You're so close that even if you fall, Daddy's going to catch you. And for the next 30 minutes, we had a game of Victoria walking from him to me. From him to me. One time, Brother Freddie, she would make it. She'd get in too big a hurry. And she'd make it, and she'd stumble and just fall right into her daddy's arms. And she'd just laugh. See, that ain't too bad. Come back to Brother Eddie. Come on, come on. And she'd make it. And then here a few minutes, she'd fall again. But we were there every single time. What I'm trying to say, you can walk and you can run, but you're going to fall. But you're close enough to your Heavenly Father when you're following His direction. You're delighting in His way. Hey, that He'll be right there to catch you before you even hit the ground. Woo! Somebody ought to get happy right there and just say hallelujah and thank God Almighty that Daddy's right there when I fall down to pick me up. Amen. Not only will He keep you, not only will He pick you up, sometimes He'll keep you from falling. Amen. There's the downfall, and thank God for the deliverance. The conquest. Not a journey. It's a battle. It's a fight, earnestly contending for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. War and a good warfare. Being good soldiers of Christ. It's all through there. Soldiers are trained to fight, not journey. It's a conquest. But it's one worth fighting for. It's a hill worth climbing. Amen?
Amen.
The will of God just may be at the top. Amen? Let's stand our feet tonight. You need the altar tonight. You come. Brother Todd, if y'all would, come get us a song. They'll sing a verse or two. And let's just mind the Lord tonight.